Hello, and welcome to Three Sisters Permaculture Podcast, where we explore and discuss all things permaculture. I am your host, Daryl Fry. In this episode, we will discuss, so you want to be a permaculture designer. I will begin by explaining what I do as a permaculture designer and how I got into the field. Then we will discuss how to get started on your own studying permaculture, about taking a permaculture design certificate course, steps you take after you complete a permaculture design course, and some of the continuing education available if you want to pursue a career as a permaculture designer. This year marks my 30th year as a permaculture design consultant. I have been very gratified for all the people I have met and the projects I have been involved with. I'm getting to know so many people involved in permaculture who are trying to help heal our planet and regenerate our land and our society. I began my studies and my work in permaculture design in the early 1980s, and I took a permaculture design course in 1986. You can hear more about my personal journey in permaculture in the first podcast in this series. One of my early projects in permaculture design was consulting with a property owner near Slippery Rock University. My associate and I spent about 2 hours walking around his property with him, discussing where he would put his gardens, where he would build his house, what plants were existing on the site that were useful, and other aspects of developing his property. 20 years later, he told me that that consultation fee was the best investment he ever made, and that he had used the information and the report we gave him following our visit as the template for developing his property ever after. I did not do a lot of consulting in the early years because I was very busy developing my bioshelter and my market garden farm, as described in my book, Bioshelter Market Garden, a Permaculture Farm. But over the years, I began to take on clients and get more involved in consultation and education programs. I have worked on a variety of projects. I have designed and installed photovoltaic systems. I've helped design rotational pasture and irrigation systems for a farm. We've designed orchard systems. We've helped people design their edible landscapes. We've designed and planted native plant gardens, school gardens, composting systems, stormwater management plans, and contributed to the design and development of several permaculture projects, including the development of the Robert A. McCoskey Center for Sustainable Systems Education and Research at Slippery Rock University. The most gratifying projects I've been involved with are when I help people design and develop their whole farm system. When designing for clients, we interview them about what they want to get out of their land, and we study the land, the climate, existing plants, and other aspects of the site, and then we develop a plan to help them meet the goals in their site while regenerating the biodiversity in the soil and the overall health of the property. As you can see, permaculture is a broad field of study. We look at energy systems, water management, soil regeneration, ecology, food production, sustainable shelter, and many other aspects to help provide for human needs on the land and in the community. Permaculture goes beyond standard landscape design to look at how people interact with the community of nature and the community of people around them. And again, we're trying to regenerate land, regenerate soil, and integrate the humans with nature, both locally and globally. When I started out studying and practicing permaculture, there was not a lot of demand for the services of a permaculture design consultant, but this is changing rapidly. People are coming to realize the need for good design, and permaculture is becoming more widely known. Permaculture has a lot in common with landscape architecture or regular architecture, landscape design, in that we work for clients, we interview our clients, and we try to help our clients meet their needs. Permaculture differs because we are applying permaculture concepts and principles and trying to create ecological systems modeled on nature. When you're wanting to begin to study permaculture, there is a lot of information available. There are many, many YouTube videos available to watch. There are many podcasts, such as the Permaculture Podcast by Scott Mann, our own podcast series in development, and others. We also recommend some introductory texts. The classic Gaia's Garden by the late Tommy Hemingway is very widely read and is a very good introduction to permaculture. There is also a book called Introduction to Permaculture by Bill Mollison. The Introduction to Permaculture lays out permaculture concepts very well. For a little more in-depth introduction, then we recommend The Permaculture Handbook by Peter Bain, a rather heavy book that goes into a lot of detail on permaculture design for homes and farms, a lot of principles and practices presented. And of course, there are many other permaculture introductory books out there. And then the big step towards becoming a permaculture consultant is taking a permaculture design course. There are many reasons why people would take a permaculture design course. Some people just take it for the fun and learning of working with a group of people with like minds. Some people want to integrate permaculture principles and practices into their own work that they're doing for nonprofits or other businesses. Some people want to develop their own properties and want to learn more about permaculture for their own personal site development. And then there are the people who want to learn permaculture to become permaculture designers. A permaculture design course requires 72 hours minimum, generally 80 to 84 hours of class time. There are several formats that permaculture design courses might take. There are some good online permaculture courses one can take. And if you can't travel or commit to spending 2 weeks or a series of weekends at a permaculture design course, you might want to consider an online course. I prefer in-person hands-on courses for the interactive experience you have with other students. There are weekend courses that happen on weekends or one day a month for 12 months. Then there are two-week immersion courses where you have classes basically from 9 to 5, 6 days a week for 2 weeks. We teach a permaculture design course that's accredited by the Permaculture Institute of North America, also known as PINA. And PINA's design standards generally follow the internationally recognized permaculture design course format. The bulk of the course consists of modules that are intended to provide a language of a topic and a guide for further study, and to inform you on how that topic fits into permaculture design. Usually we start with a discussion of how humans relate to the planet. We study the Earth's natural systems, and we introduce and review permaculture design principles and ethics. And then the rest of the modules cover things like the home system, design processes in permaculture, how to design for water management, how to create earthworks, how to build soils, integrating trees and plants and creating cultivated ecosystems, managing animals in a permaculture system, aquaculture, natural building and green building, appropriate technologies, design, community development, economic systems, and other factors of human societies that relate to permaculture. To prepare for the permaculture design course, in addition to the introductory text, it is good to have a background knowledge of ecology and natural systems. So we recommend some basic studies of ecology, ecological systems, how the sunlight falls on the earth and plants grow, animals eat the plants, some animals eat other plants, and cycles of nutrients and energy flows are created and maintained in the landscape, in natural systems. There are two books we use as textbooks in permaculture design courses. David Holmgren's Permaculture Principles and Pathways Beyond Sustainability is the basic text that lays out 12 permaculture principles in an easy to learn and integrate format. But we also use Bill Mollison's Permaculture, a Designer's Manual. The Designer's Manual is a professional level presentation of permaculture that goes into a great detail and depth about permaculture practices, methods of design, and a lot of details about managing soil and managing land in different climates, and a lot of other information you will need to know as a permaculture consultant. During a permaculture course, in addition to the modules and the study of permaculture and design, students are divided into teams and work on the development of a design project. The design project is a very key component of a permaculture design course. It builds skills in design, critical thinking, and it gives you an opportunity to interact with other permaculture apprentices to apply permaculture for a site design. Upon completion of the design course, you receive a certificate in permaculture design. This is the beginning of a long-term apprenticeship if you want to pursue a career in permaculture design. There are a number of paths one can take after a permaculture design course. You may take advanced permaculture design courses. You may start working, designing for your own home or your friends. And you can enter into apprenticeships with an experienced permaculture designer. Many areas have guilds or permaculture associations that meet occasionally or regularly, depending on the area, and share information and share skills. The Permaculture Institute of North America offers a diploma program for permaculture design course graduates. PINA offers diplomas in site design, in permaculture education, in site development, and in community development. Basically, what you do in PINA is you link up with a field advisor and you document your work in the field for a period of years until you meet the guidelines of PINA, and then you can apply for one of the diplomas in permaculture. I personally have a diploma in permaculture design and one in permaculture education, and I might someday apply for a permaculture diploma in site development based on my work at Three Sisters Farm and Nursery. There is another permaculture institute active in North America, the Permaculture Institute, and you might look into what they offer as well. And if you're not in North America, there are other permaculture associations and permaculture institutes in various locations around the world where you can pursue further education in permaculture. I am most familiar with the Permaculture Institute of North America, whose website is pina.in, so I will describe them a little further. PINA has been in existence for about 5 years. It is managed by a board of experienced permaculture designers and educators, and is working hard to develop services for permaculture professionals. PINA's primary goal is to engender permaculture institutes, or hubs, throughout North America that interact to provide professional services, education programs, and promotional activities for permaculture professionals. Of course, not everybody that takes a permaculture design course wants to become a design professional. And there are many ways to continue your education without seeking a diploma in permaculture. Again, there are many books on the subject, and there are many podcasts and YouTube videos and other ways to learn. But the most important way to learn is by doing. Applying permaculture to a piece of land, to your home, or to your lifestyle. Get out into nature. Study how nature works, how ecosystems interact. Get to know the plants in your home area, the beneficial insects and the insect pests. Learn about your soils, learn about your climate, and basically just get involved with projects in permaculture in your own region. Since 1987, I have taught nearly 30 permaculture design courses. And every time I teach one, I am very gratified to meet the students and to visit field trip sites and to get involved in hands-on projects just be engaged in applying permaculture to a piece of land. It is very fulfilling and very gratifying. This summer, in June of 2019, we will be teaching an urban-based permaculture course in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Garfield Community Farm. And you can find more information on this at the website of ThreeSistersPermaculture.com. This will be a 2-week immersion course at an urban farm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with field trips to a couple of nearby permaculture sites. I hope this podcast has been helpful for you if you're considering permaculture as a career or just wanting to learn more about permaculture design or just wanting to have a fun experience learning with a group of people how to be better stewards of the earth. In our next several podcasts, we're going to be taking a closer look at urban permaculture through the lens of Pittsburgh. We will be discussing some of the organizations and activities you can do in Pittsburgh to learn more about permaculture and more about sustainable, ecological, regenerative design. So we hope you'll check in and join us again for our next podcast. And for now, thank you for listening.